This is the Midday Market Report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing. John, we got the latest harvest update yesterday. We are all but wrapped up here in Iowa when it comes to soybeans getting very close to corn. How did that relate in the markets today?
First off, I think we're looking towards Thursday's USDA report. Overall, we did see harvest progress a little bit less than anticipated by a percentage point on the corn. Soybeans within that last 10%. Now, we had a really good start to the soybean market today. We've seen some short squeeze basically on those November contracts that trickled through the marketplace. Good move in the soybean meal. But since basically the 10:30 window here, we've been drifting lower and lower, and that's fortunately being led by the corn market. Corn futures tried to rally off their lows for the session, ran into some overhead resistance, now trading 5 to 6 down. Looks like maybe got a chance to go back and retest that low that we put in here about a week or so ago. So we'll have to watch how that market plays out. I think the biggest things coming into play, at least in the corn markets, probably just hedge pressure. I've heard a lot of reports from some of my producers over the last couple of weeks of how good the crop is, how surprising the crop was. And I just think we got a lot of bushels that are moving out into the marketplace right now.
That was John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Did you get all you can from this year's crop? Next harvest, get 2.5 more bushels per acre with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials' super powerful granule that does what commodity fertilizers can't, supercharging your soybeans with uniform nutrient distribution, increased nutrient uptake, and season-long sulfur availability. 2.5 more bushels per acre definitely adds up. Supercharge your soybean yield next spring with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials from Mosaic.
At midday, December corn down 5.5 at 471.5. November soybeans up 16 even at 13.56 1/4. January soybean meal up $12.70 at 443.10. January soybean oil down $1.22 at 49.14. On the Merck, December live cattle down 50 cents at 180.82. November feeder cattle down $1.35 at 235.82. December lean hogs up 62 cents at 73.02. December pork cutout up 65 cents at 80.75, and Class 3 milk down 10 cents at 17.07. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.